Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry today is expected to get the endorsement of the AFL-CIO. The support of the 13 million member labor organization is a major milestone for Kerry, who at first had trouble attracting any union endorsements. It also gives him an advantage over his last major rival in the race, Senator John Edwards, who also has been courting union members. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Senator John Kerry visited an unlikely monument yesterday in Dayton, Ohio, a giant concrete slab on the outskirts of town that once held an auto parts factory. The buildings are gone now, along with the jobs, many of them shipped to Mexico. As Kerry peered through the chain link fence, John Hicks pointed out where his fellow union members used to work.
So what you're seeing is a slab that's almost like a mortuary. That slab represents the gravestones of thousands of jobs over the years. None of that exists anymore.
Hicks is a member of the United Auto Workers, a union that hasn't endorsed anyone yet in the presidential race. For Hicks, one of the issues still dividing the candidates is now a decade old, the North American Free Trade Agreement.
That's the big one. It appears that Edwards is opposed to NAFTA, like we are, and Kerry is supporting it. So that's an important issue that has to be worked out for us.
It's a two-man race now for the Democratic nomination, and the question of who said what about free trade has become a defining issue in the Rust Belt cities that have lost manufacturing jobs. At the Union Hall yesterday in Dayton, one man challenged Kerry to pledge that he will keep jobs in America. Kerry wouldn't do it.
I don't want to lie to you. If a candidate stands here and said yes to you in answer to that, they're not telling you the truth. You know, we don't have the right constitutionally to stop a company from going overseas if it wants to. What we can do is not create unfair advantages and attractions to people to go do that.
John Edwards has a less nuanced answer about free trade. In Wisconsin, which has lost hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs since its industrial peak, Edwards ran ads that blamed NAFTA. When he speaks, he often gets standing ovations just by going after free trade policy.
It's not just jobs going overseas. These are entire industries going overseas. So what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to start by having a different trade policy in this country. We're not going to have trade agreements like NAFTA. We're not going to just have free trade. How about a little fair trade so that American workers actually get a chance to compete?
It's a message that resonated in Wisconsin and helped Edwards to a close second-place finish there on Tuesday. And Edwards plans on using trade again to draw a sharp division between himself and John Kerry in the upcoming primaries. But yesterday, Kerry questioned just how long Edwards has held these beliefs. Edwards never publicly opposed NAFTA 10 years ago, Kerry noted.
Well, he wasn't in the Senate back then. I don't know where he registered his vote, but it wasn't in the Senate.
Furthermore, Kerry said that Edwards is exaggerating their differences.
We have the same policy on trade, exactly the same policy. He voted for the China trade agreement, so did I. And we both of us want to have labor agreements and environment agreements as part of a trade agreement.
Although Edwards didn't have any public events yesterday, he responded in a conference call. He pointed out that he's opposed other trade deals that Kerry supported, like the Caribbean Free Trade Agreement. But such differences may be too subtle for most voters to appreciate. Even at the Dayton Union Hall, Tom Dillon didn't think that a 10-year-old vote on NAFTA should be a litmus test for the Democratic nominee.
You had Democrats and Republicans and alike voting for NAFTA. NAFTA was a thing for the times that I think we had to do that really shouldn't reflect on Mr. Kerry. I'm sure he's probably got different thoughts maybe on a lot of things that's resulted from NAFTA, and I think he's going to be the man to correct those things.
And the trade issue apparently wasn't enough to keep the AFL-CIO, which opposed NAFTA with all its might, from endorsing Kerry, who voted for it. The unions announced their backing of the Massachusetts senator later today. Robert Smith, NPR News, Dayton, Ohio.